Father God, I just thank you. I just give you praise. I give you glory and honor. I thank you for just every testimony that has gone forth already. I thank you for words that were even unsaid. There are so many testimonies in each and every person's heart that maybe they just didn't speak out, but you know, you hear, and you acknowledge those testimonies. You acknowledge those praises. And so, Lord, we just thank you. And Father, the song that Trina shared is just on my heart. And I just say, you know, Jesus, I just love you and I adore you. We all do. You are the one that our hearts adore, and nothing else matters. There's only one thing that is needful, only one thing important, and that is that we just sit at your feet and just take of your presence, take of your word, feast on it, and let that word transform us. And so today, as we go into your word, as we talk more about faithfulness, I pray that your word would just transform us, transform our hearts, transform our mind, the way we think, and transform our transform our actions. Lord, I just decrease and pray that you increase in me, and just let the words that come out of my mouth be the words that each person needs to hear. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our space, and we ask that you just move among each and every person, even the people that aren't here with us right this moment, that you would just move on their hearts and just encourage them, let them know that you're here. And Lord, I just give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So the scriptures that I am going to, like, you'll hear me reference. So I'm just going to give you all of my reference scriptures today and let you know just the one scripture that I'll be focusing on. But the reference scriptures for today is Psalms chapter 117, verse 1 and 2. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. We got Hebrews 13 and 1. The scripture that I'll be focusing on the most today comes out of Luke chapter 16 and verse 10. That'll be the only one that you would probably hear me reference maybe as I speak. But that's Luke chapter 16 and verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 through 36. All of these two chapters, which is Daniel chapter 3 and Daniel chapter 6. I believe it was Minister David that brought this one to our attention before, which is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. We also have Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 15. James 3, verses 3 through 6. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Many of the leaders have spoken on this. And then lastly is Matthew chapter 7. And for those ones where I just said the chapters, because there's so much in there, I'm just referencing it, but you can read the whole chapter for context. So those are all the scriptures. If you need them again or something, just shoot me a message when I post the podcast. You'll also have all the reference scriptures in the podcast as well. But like I said, the only one that I'm going to focus on today comes out of Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Okay. So we have been studying faithfulness and have found that faithfulness is a core part of God's character. And as followers of Christ, faithfulness should also be a core part of our character. A study of the Bible shows that from the beginning of time, God has been faithful to humanity, loyal and committed to helping us grow to our full potential, partnering with us to manifest the kingdom of God, i.e. a heavenly community and economy in us and the earth. He has shown himself trustworthy, delivering on his promises in the present and ultimately in eternity. I was reminded of the scripture that says God is not slack concerning his promises. He is not a man that he should lie, for he is constant and he is faithful. He does not deny himself, even if we deny him. So the story of God and humankind is one of constancy and affection and love. He pursues us, all of us, throughout our lives, giving us hope and glimpses of the beauty of a destiny connected to him. We have learned that the steadfast, the faithful love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness unto us. And that was Psalms 117, 1 and 2, and Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Many of us can easily recall something that has happened in our lives where the faithfulness of God was clear, a time when he came through, delivered on his promises, displayed his love in a deep and special way. Rarely do we question his faithfulness to us, but do we ever stop and think about our faithfulness to him? As children of God, we bear his image. His characteristics are our characteristics. We've learned over and over again that as Jesus is, as Jesus, the Son of God, our brother and joint heir in the kingdom is, so are we in this world. It is our calling to be faithful, true, trustworthy, steadfast, especially in love, the same way our Heavenly Father and brother are. And that's Hebrews 13 and 1. But are we? As I thought about this teaching and I was reading scriptures and wondering what I was saying, I was just toiling over this, like, God, what do you want me to say? I feel like everything has been said already. But I kept thinking about Luke chapter 16 and verse 10. And if you have your voice version, it's on page 1269. And I'm going to read it in a couple of different versions. In the voice version, I probably will read just a few extra scriptures, but the key is Luke 16, verse 10, again, page 1269. It says, if you're faithful in small scale matters, you'll be faithful with big, far bigger responsibilities. If you're crooked in small responsibilities, you'll be no different in bigger things. I'll just read verse 11 and 12. If you can't even handle a small thing like money, who's going to entrust you with spiritual riches that really matter? If you don't manage well someone else's assets that are entrusted to you, who's going to give over to you important spiritual and personal relationships to manage? Even though I'm not going to focus on verse 12 and 13, I think everything that I say today will touch on those. But In another version of the Bible, and I actually forgot what version this is, it's listed as EXB, which I don't remember what EXB stands for. Sorry about that. But it says, whoever can be trusted is faithful with a little, can also be trusted, is also faithful with a lot. Whoever is dishonest, unjust with a little, is dishonest or unjust with a lot. And just one more version of that, just to kind of get you thinking about it, is the Mounts interlinear version of the Bible. It says, the one who is faithful in the smallest thing is also faithful in something great. And the one who is dishonest in the smallest thing is also dishonest in something great. And I was intrigued by the thought of little things, the power contained in little things. We always want to go after the big things. We pray for big things. We dream about big things. But what about the small things? What about faithfulness in the least of things? I'm reminded of David perfecting his rock slinging skills while protecting sheep and using that training and a little stone to kill a giant. I'm reminded of Daniel being steadfast in prayers three times a day and being delivered from a den of hungry lions. I'm reminded of three Hebrew boys who wouldn't back down in their confession of faith and were protected by the angel of the Lord from death in a fiery furnace. I'm reminded of a little prayer from an unknown man called Jabez, whose request for blessing and protection reached God, and his request was granted. I'm reminded of Jesus saying, generosity with food, water, clothing, hospitality, time, and compassion to the untouchables, the invisibles, people we might call little, would be the key to eternal fellowship with him. I'm reminded that it's the little foxes, according to the Song of Solomon 2 and 15, that can spoil or destroy a vineyard because they eat the grapes and they gnaw away at the roots of a tree, rendering it ineffective and dead. In perspective, it's little things that can eat away at and destroy the roots in our blossoming vineyards of love, rendering us spiritually ineffective and dead to God's reconciliatory power and life all around us. I'm reminded of the discussion of the power of the tongue in James 3, verses 3 through 6. The tongue is a little part of the body that no one really thinks much about, but the power of life and death lies with that little tongue. Like a small spark igniting a massive forest fire, so is the capability of the tongue. It's capable of lighting fires in our soul, in the souls of others for good or for evil, if we're not mindful of what we speak to ourselves and others. There's example after example of the power of little things, and many examples of the power of hidden or suppressed things that when allowed to go unchecked by the Holy Spirit and or a trustworthy or faithful friend in our lives, it will destroy us quietly from the inside out. Knowing the power of little things, we must cultivate an attitude and character of faithfulness in the little things, the things we think no one is paying attention to. Many of the previous speakers touched on Galatians 5, 22 through 23, and the characteristics that are present in a person who displays him or her, and the characteristics that are present in a person who develops him or herself in the matters of the Spirit. Faithfulness is one of those characteristics. We must ask ourselves, are we cultivating faithfulness in the little things in our lives, or are we striving for big things while ignoring seemingly insignificant things such as mental or physical renewal, generosity toward others as well as ourselves, living with integrity, or faithfully stewarding all that God has entrusted to us? We look at Luke 16 and 10 as a formula for getting the big things, not realizing that achieving faithfulness in the little things is a challenge of monumental proportions. For even when we receive the big things, the little things are always there, like foxes, waiting to eat away at and destroy the growth and prosperity you achieve and receive. So be diligent about cultivating faithfulness in the little things in your life. Take the time to build your life on the firm foundation that is Christ. Commit yourself to learning of him and letting his faithfulness transform you and flow through you in order to bring about transformation in the world and the lives of the people around you. Stay mindful of the little things, your thoughts, your attitude, your character, the testimony of your life, and you'll be ready and able to maintain the big things when they come. As many of the teachers before me have said, be and stay faithful. It is not always easy to do this, but it is necessary in order to manifest the holistically abundant life that Christ died to give you access to. Hard things will arise to try to knock you off course, but if you develop faithfulness in the little things, you will find and achieve your purpose, making the most of the life that you have been given. Faithfulness in little things, being mindful about little things. That's really the key to all of this. Everything that we have learned over the last few weeks, that's what it boils down to. Will you be diligent? Will you be faithful? Not in the things that everybody can see, not in the things that everybody's talking about, but will you be diligent and will you be faithful in the little things that God is calling you to do? Because if you are faithful in the little, God will make you ruler of much. We always get so focused on that much, like, oh, if I can just be a millionaire. Oh, if I can just be the top leader in the company. Oh, if I can just have this, all these great and big things. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't dream. I am a dreamer at heart. I'm going to always dream. I'm going to always encourage every single person to push forward towards that dream, that destiny that God has for you. But sometimes we forget that in going after that dream, we forget to be careful about those little things that God is dealing with us on. We just ignore it. We just push it to the side. But God is telling us to do certain things, like, you know, Pastor Minister David, they were talking today about just slowing down, taking it easy, resting, being mindful of our bodies. Those little things, They seem like, oh, I can just, I'll be able to take care of that later. No, if you don't take care of it now, when God trusts you, you know, with the bigger things, all those things that you said that you didn't take care of, those things are going to catch up with you, and they're going to destroy your ability to be successful in the future that God has destined for you, in the future that you've already dreamed for yourself. And so today, when I was just thinking about faithfulness and how I could end it up, the only thing I kept thinking about is the little things, because it's so easy to forget about the little things, to ignore the little things. But that's the most important thing. So I pray that you have taken something from this today. It was just short and sweet. I mean, I'm even surprised how short and sweet it is. But it's just, I don't want to go into some long talk and then you forget the whole point of it, which is look at your life and start to work on the little things, to just be diligent and realize that little is much when God is in it, that is enough. You don't have anything to prove to anyone. It's just you and God. And as long as he can look at you, as long as you've done what he's asked you to do, and then in the end, he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And that is, oh my goodness, that's the one thing that we all want to hear. We want to hear that, well done. And so keep striving, you know, keep pressing, you know, keep going after the big things, but also stop some time. Take some time to just breathe. Take some time to focus and to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and tackle these little things. I'm going to get my rest. You know, I'm going to spend some time with people who encourage me, people who inspire me, so that way I can be built up on the inside. I'm going to take some time to read some books so that way I can grow. You know, I'm going to take some time to do the things, to take some time to pray, even if it's just a couple of minutes. I'm going to take some time to just give myself over to the work of the Holy Spirit so that way a difference can be made in my life, so I can see transformation and then those around me can see transformation, because that's what it's all about. It's not about us. We are important. And I don't want to minimize. We are important. You, as every individual on this video today, you are important. But it's also a lot of people that are around us that are very important. And so we have to take care of ourselves. We have to do what God is saying for us to do. Don't make excuses, so that way we can go out and also give this message, the same message, to those people around us to say, hey, you are valuable. You are of inestimable worth. You know, you have so much worth that we can't even estimate it. You know, that's how valuable you are. People need to know that, and they need to know that they're loved. And if you don't take care of the little things, the love of God can't flow through you and touch the people that are around you and transform their lives. So be mindful, be faithful in the little things, and God, he's going to elevate you and make you ruler of much. And much may be, you know, you just a better witness to your family. It doesn't have to be that you're ruling cities or ruling jobs or anything like that. It means that God's just going to keep taking you from one level to the next level to the next level. And then you're going to look back on your life one day and say, my goodness, I can't even believe I did all the things that I did. But you did it to the glory of God. And that's all that matters. And so with that, let's bow our heads. We'll pray. Father, we just thank you right now for your word today. We thank you for the reminder to each and every one of us to be faithful in the little things, to be faithful in caring for our bodies, to be faithful in caring for our minds, to be faithful in caring for our spirit and our soul. And God, for each and every one of us, you've probably already told us about some little things that we need to work on, some things that we need to be a little more diligent in. And Lord, I pray that today we have the strength, you know, that we have the ability to really listen in and to make a plan to address those things, because you have great things in store for each and every one of us. And right now, what you're doing is allowing us to have our character built up in those qualities that are important to you, so that way, when we make it to the big spaces, that we'll give you all the glory and the praise, and we'll be fully ready for what it is that you have destined us for. And so, Lord, I thank you, and I give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.